Well, good day, friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. We're very glad you joined us today. It's a beautiful spring day here in New York, a little on the chilly side, but I can tell you the blossoms outside are just magnificent. The trees, the daffodils, the tulips. I just really enjoy taking the dog on a walk and seeing the beauty that's right here on the streets of Brooklyn. Well, join me today in your Bibles. Turn to the book of Philippians chapter 1 and let's continue our study here in this wonderful epistle of joy. Let's pray together. Father, we pray that your light will shine upon us, that your spirit will illuminate our minds and our hearts, that we would be able to see and hear and understand your word. I pray, Lord, that whoever may hear this and see this, that you would encourage them today in the Lord, that you would point someone to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us understanding. Bless our moments together, we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Well, look with me at Philippians chapter 1, and let's read again, starting with verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what shall I choose? What I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. We see in these words how the Apostle Paul loved the Philippians and how he hoped to join them again in their city from where he was in Rome in chains. And we see here the genius of a true servant, the characteristics of a genuine Christian servant. Yesterday we looked at this. A true servant is inextricably linked to his master, verses 21 and 22. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And then a true servant is more concerned with another's good than his own welfare. Verses 23 through 26. Paul says in verse 23 that he desired to depart, that is to exit this life, and to be with Christ, to be able to be with the Lord Jesus. He said it's far better. It's beyond anything that we can imagine to be with the Lord forever. In Revelation, it says, his servants will serve him. They will see his face. To be with the Lord Jesus forever gives us eternal perspective. The glory of that is what is best. But Paul says, yet I know that it's necessary for your benefit, for the spiritual benefit of the Philippians, that I would remain here on this earth to serve you. So going to heaven is by far the best, but remaining on earth is more necessary for those being served. And the Apostle Paul had this struggle, but he said, I'm going to stay. I want to serve you. I want to minister to you. I remember some years ago, there was a Christian family that was such a ministry to me. They gave me a job. I called them Mom and Pop Swanson. They were in St. Petersburg, Florida. I remember one occasion, Pop Swanson was in the hospital. He had surgery, and he went through a hard time there. But God raised him up and brought him out. And I remember his humor and his wisdom. And as he would say, you all prayed me out of heaven. Well, God wasn't done with him. God had a purpose for him to still be here on this earth. And he has a purpose for you, dear friend, and for me. We're here to bring glory to God. We're here to serve others and to point others to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not done with us. God could have taken us to heaven the moment he saved us. But he didn't. He left us here on this earth. Why? To bring glory to him, to evangelize, to share the good news of the gospel, and to encourage other believers and help them along in their spiritual growth. A biblical, godly, genuine servant is more concerned with another's good than his own welfare. And he remains, or she remains, on this earth in order to serve and minister to others. I want you to notice verse 25. Being confident of this, I know that I shall remain. That is, Paul says, I'm going to remain on the earth and continue with you all. Now notice these words. For your progress and joy of faith. Seeking another's spiritual progress is a high form of servanthood. Seeking another's spiritual progress is a high form of servanthood. How can we improve someone else's spiritual growth? How can we assist them along the way? Have you ever noticed how upsetting it can be when someone is very negative to you? For example, I've noticed here that I get a little jolt in my heart when I'm driving in the traffic in Brooklyn and someone cuts me off or they honk angrily. It always cracks me up when I'm in a traffic line and I'm maybe the third or fourth or fifth person back from the light. And obviously you can't go anywhere because there are cars everywhere. And someone behind you honks at you. And you're thinking, I can't move. What do you want me to do? Sprout wings and fly? And we can be bothered by little irritations like that and negativities that come our way. But on the other hand, we can be so encouraged by a kind wave. By someone saying, no, you go first. And I have that too sometimes in the traffic in Brooklyn. You go first. It's okay. How encouraging a little gesture can be. I want to suggest that we try to encourage some other believer in Christ along the road of spiritual growth. To give them a glad word, a text, a phone call, some way to say, I'm praying for you. Someone to say, I haven't forgotten about you. Or here's a verse I want to share with you. Look at this gem from the Word of God. Seeking someone else's spiritual well-being is a high form of servanthood. And I should be one to encourage. You should be one. If you know Jesus as your Savior, to encourage someone along the pathway of life and to take another step in growth toward Christ-likeness, to encourage someone to open up the pages of Scripture and to read or memorize, or to encourage someone to come to the fellowship of believers. Now, I know right now we greatly miss being together in our churches. Here in New York at East End Baptist Church, we're trying to connect by Zoom and by messages online and by telephone calls and so on, so that the body is encouraged. But let's say that we can all meet together in our church and you notice a particular pew is empty. You haven't seen someone there, and they usually sit there every week. You haven't seen them. 1 week goes by, another week goes by. You know what's good to do? Give them a call. Send them a card. Tell them, I've missed you. I remember one occasion years ago, I told a brother that I had missed him. I hadn't seen him in church. And he started to give me a report. Well, I did this. And I said, I wasn't asking for a report. I just want you to know I missed you. I'm not asking you to make excuses or to justify why you weren't in church. I just want you to know that as a brother in Christ, I missed you. That can be very encouraging. It can help someone along the road of spiritual growth. And I have been so encouraged over the years when people have told me, I prayed for you. And it's been a blessing to me to pray for someone. Maybe I don't see them for years, and then I run into them. What a joy to be able to say, you know, I prayed for you. It is a blessing to encourage someone else. Paul said, I'm going to remain here for your progress and joy of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ needs to make forward progress. I know this. I don't want to be in the same place a year from now that I'm in today spiritually. I want to have made progress. I want to have forward motion and growth in Christ. I don't want to be stagnant. I want my joy in Christ to increase. Progress and joy in the faith. And you can make a difference. I can make a difference in the life of someone else by a glad word, a kind word of encouragement, a reminder of the truth of Scripture. What a blessing when someone helps us take another step spiritually to make progress and to increase our joy in the Lord. Well, look at what Paul says that you're in verse 26, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. You see, the Philippians' joy, their boasting, their confidence would increase when Paul returned to them and had fellowship with them. They would be strengthened. And Paul says, I want that for you. I want that rejoicing and that joy in Christ to increase by our reunion, by seeing you again. I am so thankful in 2020 that we have these modern technologies that we can connect with each other. It has been such a blessing to be able to do that during this COVID-19 crisis. And I have just been so encouraged by connections with God's people in various places. Let's pray that God uses all of these means to increase his body and to add people to the body of Christ and to encourage believers in the Lord Jesus. Well, let's begin the third point on a true servant, a true biblical servant. In verses 27 through 30, we notice this. A true servant admonishes even if it hurts. A true servant admonishes even if it hurts. In verse 27, he said, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Paul says, live in such a way that whether I'm there with you or not, you are unified. You're standing strong in the gospel. You know, sometimes people learn to perform when they're being watched. And Paul says that servants and employees should not do eye service as men pleasers. What is eye service? It's serving when someone's eye is on you. When they're watching, you're working. When they're not watching, you don't work. And Paul is saying here, in essence, don't give eye service. Whether I'm with you or not with you, I want to hear of your conduct, that you're standing fast. And he gives us a little hint here of a difficulty that was in the church at Philippi. There was a little bit of disunity. And so he's saying, whether I'm with you or not with you, I want to hear that you're standing strong, that you're moving together to the same goal, striving for the gospel, the faith of the gospel. A true servant admonishes even when it hurts or convicts. May we be encouraged by the words of Scripture today. May we be a true servant to admonish someone, encourage them along the pathway of the Christian life. Well, let's go to prayer today on day 22 for these countries, Bahrain in the Middle East. It ranks number 47 on the persecution ranking. And Cyprus, an island in the Mediterranean. Paul actually had visited Cyprus. Pray for them. The number of Christians there is very small. Pray for God's power, his working there, that Bible-believing Christians would multiply. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you so much for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for the love of Jesus. We thank you that others have encouraged us. They have served us. And we, all of us, are today where we are because your Spirit has used your word and has used godly people to encourage us, to influence us, to point us to another step in the Christian life. Make us encouragers, looking out for people's spiritual progress and helping them along the way with encouraging words. And Lord, I pray for the believers today that are in Bahrain and in Cyprus. I pray you would multiply their numbers. I pray for Bible-believing churches to be established there, and that the true saints of God who are there would increase their witness, and you would protect them, Lord. Protect them from harm and make their voice effective. And Lord, we pray today for those in hospitals or recovering at home from the COVID virus. We ask for your healing touch, your healing hand and power. And Lord, I pray that our government leaders will look to you for answers and for help. Use this, Lord, to revive your people, to cause us to go deeper and higher in the love of Christ and in the truth of God. We pray in Jesus' awesome, majestic, loving, and powerful name. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for joining us today on Bible Sunshine. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow at this time. God bless you richly.